Legends, the greatest social casino experience has arrived at Legends.com. With thousands of the best free-to-play casino-style games, chances to earn millions of bonus coins and win real money. Legends is revolutionizing the Vegas experience wherever you are. If you love winning, then you'll love playing at Legends.com. Legends is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Play responsibly. Visit Legends.com for more information. Legends with a Z.com is legendary fun.
Coda has turned up the frequency. Buses are running more often across central Ohio. Starting this September, you'll see expanded weekend service on the east and north sides, including Easton and Polaris corridors. Plus, there are added weekday trips downtown from New Albany, Canal Winchester, and Tuttle. It's more service, more connections, and more ways to move across the city. Discover the enhanced schedule at coda.com/service changes. That's coda.com/service changes.
At Jimmy Dore's analysis of Virginia's death, and he incorporates Ryan Dawson, he incorporates Whitney Webb, and then we're going to be looking at the latest news stories. The one that's just come out here within the hour is: read the handwritten note Virginia left behind after her unalivement. As her brother shares her powerful message from beyond the grave, quote, not going away. So we are going to be checking that out. Now, do you, I imagine a few of you, watch Jimmy Dore's channel? He does excellent analysis on geopolitics and absolutely rips the piss. He's so funny. He's coming to the UK on tour as well. So I think it's in May. I'm going to have to check out the dates and see if I can get to one of his performances. If Jimmy's gets to watch this, if anyone sends it to him, I've put the video for Jimmy's analysis of Virginia in the at the top of the description box. Because at the end of it, he gets a bit Q, if you know what I mean, a bit pizza. And I can't play the end of it because we're under such scrutiny on this channel. But like I said, if you want to watch it on his channel, the video's at the top of the description box. So let me know in the chat if any of you are watching Jimmy Dore, if you are already subscribed. Right, so what we're going to do then is we're going to play some of his analysis and then I shall stop and comment on it. All right, so he's starting the video out with the note, the post that Virginia did and on Twitter, and that was approximately 5 years ago, I believe, saying that she was not going to unalive herself.
Why should we be suspicious? Just that she's talking about the fact that she isn't suicidal and that evil people want her dead. Why would the same people behind Jeffrey Epstein want one of his victims dead? It's you're really going to put your tinfoil hat on a little too tight. And by the way, where the F do you get tinfoil these days? It's all.
So even David Boies, who Kirby Summers said was not acting in the best interest of Virginia, even he said on Piers Morgan that the Epstein collaborators were still at work with a diabolical trolling and reputational harm scheming against Virginia.
It's all aluminum, right? I got to go back to 1913 just to get tinfoil. I'd love
aluminium, we call it in this country, not aluminum. Get it right, Jimmy.
Tin foil.
Right.
Aluminum's no good. Tin, I'll take tin. And by the way, if you could go back to 1913, what would you do? That's my big question.
In 1913? Stepping a lot of horse shit, probably.
Yeah, probably. By the way, a lot of people say right before they suicide themselves that they're not suicidal. That happens all the time. That's called a cry for help, if I'm not mistaken. Am I right?
Cry for no help.
So what
it's
I did
a cry for no help.
Here's what I tweeted out. I said, Virginia Gouffray tweeted she was Gouffray was not suicidal. She knew they were going to kill her. The Mockingbird media immediately reports she committed suicide. Immediately. If you think Epstein's most vocal and outspoken victim committed suicide, then I've got a COVID vaccine I'd like to sell you. That's me being cheeky.
Can you just give it to me for free?
I think so. So here's a little bit of the story. So her life certainly fell apart since she tweeted that out. Since she tweeted out she's not suicidal, a lot of sketchy things happened, right?
Like 6 years.
She got into a bus crashed into her, rendered her. She said it was going 70 miles an hour. I've never seen a school bus go 70 miles an hour.
110. She said 110.
Did she?
It was not.
There's no way that could be. So, and then she didn't even go to the hospital that day. She went the next day. And then at the hospital, she said, the doctor said, I have 4 days left to live because of my kidney thing. Well, what doctor says 4 days? But there's a lot of speculation that because her marriage had fallen apart of 22 years and her kids were taken away from her, that she was being desperate and she was tweeting out that she's on death's bed so that her kids would come visit her. That's speculation. Right. It's all speculation. But
not unreasonable.
No, of course, it's not unreasonable.
Yeah. So, you know, Kirby Summers analyzed a lot of what he's just said in great depth on the stream we did with her yesterday. So I would urge people to check that one out. Jimmy should perhaps quote some of Kirby's work or get her on.
So here's what I got this from the Gateway Pundit. The New York Post, however, reported that the crash was minor and that a mother of one of the children on the school bus reportedly said, I don't know what's true and what's not true, but I do know the injuries are not from the bus incident. So she had all these injuries. She had all these bruises and what have you. Gouffre was sexually abused by Epstein and Maxwell from 1999 through 2002.
After when we say sexually abused, let's be clear. She was raped repeatedly.
Yeah, she said she was passed around like a candy dish. After she met the couple in Florida and was lured into their scheme as she attempted to straighten out her life. She was a victim of sexual abuse as a child. So that's exactly the kind of people they prey on, right? Gouffre said that she was trafficked to many high-powered friends of Epstein.
And I wasn't unaware till Kirby told us yesterday that the SA started within her family at age 7. It was a family member SAing her from age 7. Unbelievable. Disgusting. Horrible.
It's notably Prince Andrew and French modeling mogul Jean-Luc Brunel. Gouffre sued Prince Andrew in 21, leading to an undisclosed settlement in 2022 while maintaining he never had sex with her. Yeah, okay. That's why
he doesn't sweat. Here's his two
that's
honest
right.
statements.
Remember that? He doesn't sweat? That was his big thing.
He acts like a dog.
So guess what? That guy Brunel was charged with sexual harassment and the rape of a minor in December of 2020. Gouffre testified against him in Paris in June of 2021. While he denied wrongdoing, he died allegedly by suicide.
Mm-hmm.
Epstein died of suicide. Brunel died of suicide.
And we did an analysis of Brunel's story, complete backstory, 2 nights ago, if you missed that one.
Mm-hmm. Now the accuser died of suicide. It's
a sad story. Really must be a story of bullying now that I think of it.
So he died of suicide while in pre-trial detention. Sounds just...
And we documented all of the Brunel stuff in my book, Who Killed Epstein?
Just like Jeffrey Epstein's suicide, isn't it? He was in pre-trial detention. And he killed himself. That's a little chagrin. What's the chances?
Word on the guards there?
What are the chances that would happen? I'm going to guess, I don't know, 100%. So it looks like they were afraid Brunel was going to spill the beans.
So he's got a good point. All the principals in this case have been unalived. All of the biggest names, except for Glenn Maxwell and the Queen's favorite son.
So they suicided him. Okay. So there's lots of... So there's nothing clear about this case. I'm not saying she didn't suicide herself. I'm saying that I don't know how anybody could be sure. Now, our good friend Ryan Dawson, who's a friend of the show, he makes a compelling case here. He says Virginia Giuffre, her kidney failure wasn't from the car crash. Going to the hospital because of a car crash serendipitously alerted doctors to her kidney condition that was already terrible because I guess she was taking pills for years. She was taking opioids, and those mess up your liver.
You know what kind of pills it was?
No, I do not. Do you?
Oh, no, I never saw where it says. I just see pills.
Yeah, pills.
A lot of different pills.
They told her she had about 4 days to live if she didn't get treatment. She wanted to see her kids. No one came. Her kidneys were most likely dying from pills and the sexual abuse plus being separated from her kids, plus tabloids attacking her was killing her.
So Ryan's got a good list of the factors there, and that's what gave us the heads up to the pharma side angle. And then that was confirmed a day or so after Ryan posted that. More information came out about the pills, and it'll be interesting to see on the autopsy exactly what medication she was on.
She self-medicated. She died last night, April 25th, and on her farm in Australia. And he says, I know people are making a picture of a post she made 6 years ago. It's not six. It's about five years, right?
Yeah.
Five. Four or five.
2019, 2025.
So December of 2019 would be about 5 years, right?
Yes.
Okay. Saying she'd never kill herself. That was before losing her husband of 22 years and three kids. She said 2 weeks ago that she was ready to go and just wanted to see her babies one last time. She posted the song, Somebody That I Used to Know, that song, Somebody That I Used to Know.
Elliot Smith, that's very... That is a kind of strong evidence if you post Elliot Smith music.
Well, he also committed suicide, Elliot Smith, right?
That some people don't think was suicide, but
you're kidding.
I have no idea. Oh, yeah.
Okay.
It's always a question.
She posted a black screen with a broken heart emoji. Okay. He goes on to say, stop saying Virginia was killed. You are scaring the shit out of the other victims. I've been calming down panicked women all day. This isn't some joke. Think. Before you write stuff, these are real people. Virginia has a family. I really hate conspiracy kooks. You don't.
Do you? Like, look, if you're not purposeful disinformation, I don't know why you'd have that feeling, because how are people to react? We didn't get the evidence we were supposed to get.
We didn't get it.
And now she's dead. So, you know, both things are still plausible. Honestly, I'm not sure, because it could have been that.
Okay.
Yeah, there's just so many different theories swirling around right now, and we need more information, especially to find out what medication she was on. And I'd love to know about the doctor as well that prescribed it and what analysis was being doing on her kidneys to prevent her from causing harm. Surely they should have been monitoring that situation.
So he says... trust me, you don't know the full extent of the story. Trust me, you don't.
I know. That's why everybody's suspicious.
Nobody knows the full extent. They never release all the Epstein stuff. And anyway, so keep going. And you don't have to, but you do know that you don't know. So stop flippantly guessing just because it's good for the memes.
That's not why.
I swear our social society is pure rot. People will do anything for clicks. Stop monetizing other people's suffering. Virginia was absolutely heartbroken, devastatingly hollowed. She is a...
Yeah, Ryan was overwhelmed that day. He was supporting people because, like I said, you know, the community that we've got here, whereby we've interviewed survivors, activists, researchers, when the Epp story first broke, that's been going for 5-6 years. But Ryan's been researching this stuff for 20 years. So you can imagine all the connections he has and all the relationships he's formed over that 20-year period, including with survivors such as Virginia, Maria Farmer, etc.
Huge reason why Epstein and Maxwell and Brunel all landed behind bars and why Prince Andrew lost $16 million. She did great damage to the pedophile network, but they also did great damage to her. Don't lie about her life or her death. No, I'm not lying. I don't know. I guess maybe other people are.
He's talking about clip like on X. People will post real like crap, you know. There's like aggregators, like that Tong dude from Malaysia.
Okay, she had kidney problems, and that's not related to the bus accident. It's just something they discovered because of the accident. She wasn't doing well, and that's all I will say. And it's not a surprise to me at all that she took her own life. She had a 5-year nightmare with serial rapists. Honor what she did. She took them down. I do honor what she did. It damaged her. Other things too did too, but this was a broken and rebuilt person. She jailed 3 of them and sued others. She brought closure to hundreds of women. She took on teams of lawyers with nothing and won. Never forget her.
Last night we had a tribute panel to Virginia, and the atmosphere was lovely. And you could feel people transforming their grief into the energy to keep the activism going for Virginia, to keep the light shining.
I certainly don't know either way. Now, maybe Ryan has inside info that he hasn't released. He said, I'm not going to release it. I'm not. That's all I'm going to say. So, and maybe if I had that information, I would think differently, but I don't know what to think.
Yeah.
But I do know there's lots of suspicious suicide. And so the theory is like, well, why would they kill her now? She already told her whole story. By the way, guess where she got trapped? Guess where where Epstein met her? Do you know where Epstein met her? Mar-a-Lago.
Oh, that, yeah, right.
That's where they got her. That's where they...
Well, Melania might be one of those brides that he developed for rich people.
So they that's where... All I know is that that's where that they met her. And I think it's okay to speculate about this case. She's dead, so it's not going to hurt her. And I don't think it's crazy or irresponsible. You have to report it, and then you have to report that being skeptical of the official story doesn't make everybody a crazy kook.
Yeah, he's totally right. We're all allowed to have our opinions, and some of the theories that seem to be in competition with each other, actually, I believe, overlap, because even though she may have had a hand in her own unalivement, if she was pharmacided, then you've got to look at the root causes, not the act that she performed herself at the end.
And it sounds like he's talking to somebody specifically that he saw, to me.
Yeah, yeah, I'm sure he may. I'm sure he saw a lot of garbage. So, I immediately underneath my post, I immediately put his post there. I was Ryan Dawson says I got this wrong, and he makes a compelling case. So it wasn't like I was trying to just tell one side of the story. I'm like, well, here's the other side of the story, and so there's, you know, figure
it, look. The bottom line, that's crazy. Okay, even if, by the way, let's say his scenario that he said, and maybe like he has the knowledge of it, I still count that as them killing her. You know, if you got so damaged that you did enough pills to destroy your kidneys, you don't find out till a minor accident. Obviously.
So he's absolutely nailed it. It's just a way they get rid of people without it being called murder. That is the definition of pharmacide, whereby they put it in motion that you're taking certain substances and you die, and no one looks at it as murder.
You see, what our national security did to her is really like, to me, that's 100% to blame.
And which is democide, which is the other thing we discussed. If government agents were involved in putting the stressors upon her, if there were black ops, so she's got more stress on her. The stress on her wants her to take more medication to increase the doses. The doctor's there signing off on it. Next thing you know, she doesn't exist. That's how it all comes together, where all the theories meet. It's complex.
I'm not 100, but 99%. And the fact they're not coming clean with it is like, that's spitting on whatever she did more than anything.
And
because we were supposed to Ben had known that.
Well, of course, we also know, Kurt, that Epstein was working with Israeli intelligence, right?
No, I'm not comfortable with that. I'm Lex Friedman. No, I don't like that, Jimmy.
So I would always say Mossad, but Whitey Webb, or do you say Whitney? I like to call her Whitey.
I say Whitney.
Whitney. She said that Epstein was working more with their military intelligence than the Mossad. So whatever, it's military. So Israeli intelligence. I'm sure the Mossad works hand in hand, hand in glove with the military intelligence. So it was Israeli intelligence. So, and we
don't
forget,
Jimmy, what's her name? Still alive. Ghislaine. Now.
Yeah. Ghislaine's still alive. Why isn't she dead?
I bet Epstein would have played ball and kept his mouth shut. Ghislaine was in charge. Her dad got a hero.
All right. My theory of why she has not been alive is because of her connection with the Clintons primarily and all of her other connections. It was her black book. It wasn't Jeffrey's. He brought the money. She brought the connections. And I feel that she will be backsheeshed out some bribery to a appeals court judge. And then a la Bill Cosby, she's free when the media ain't watching no more.
Hero's funeral in Israel when after they killed him.
Right.
He got a hero's funeral. She was in charge, not Epstein. He clearly worked for her because he's dead. You know, she's some kind of important bloodline is what that means. Like her, she's too important. Otherwise, she'd be dead, too.
That's a very interesting
theory. And how do I really know that she's in jail? Jimmy, I want to
I've always thought that.
I always
thought that. They say she's in jail. Just like they say that Epstein killed himself. It's like, how do you know she's actually in jail? It wouldn't surprise me. Way crazier things have happened than the deep state lying, saying, oh, no, she's in jail, and she's not. I'm not saying she isn't in jail. I'm saying that it wouldn't surprise me if I found out she wasn't.
And what is she in jail for if they don't reveal anything that happened to those people?
She's in jail for trafficking young.
All right. So Glenn has done interviews. I think it might have been Piers Morgan even. And a family have got this campaign to try and blame Jeffrey, et cetera, and minimize her involvement, even though she's convicted. So she was in the Florida prison, some soft club fed camp where they've got yoga, all part of a deal with the Clintons, I believe.
Girls to very powerful men, except we don't know who any of the powerful men were, but they got her for doing it. But who did she do it with? Who were the men? Well, I guess we'll never know. So
I just wanted to add this really quickly. The Daily Beast.
Which is sad, really, isn't it? That we will never know who the co-conspirators are. I mean, we kind of do, but they're in the untouchable class. We know who was on the flight logs of all of the East European sounding girls by the name of Bill.
He's just released the information, a story about Virginia.
Yeah.
And they were saying how her lawyer, Carrie Loudon, cast her doubts over Giuffre's death, claiming that there are big question marks over it. Quote, she was in a lot of pain, but she was looking forward to things in the future. She wanted to renovate this house and all sorts of things like that. Loudon, who had represented Giuffre since January, told The Sun, when I got the phone call, I was like, are you joking? Because there was no sign that that was something she was considering. We've got big question marks over it. Not going to speculate whether it was a suicide or accidental.
So,
well, abuse.
Yeah, it could
be. No, it's not suicide either way, because his thing is drug abuse,
right?
Long-term drug abuse. What he's saying, that's, I wouldn't call that suicide, would you?
So her own lawyer is saying that there's doubt about this case. So no shade to Ryan, big fan of Ryan and his work, and again, like I say, friend of the show, and I admire his work. He does good. So I'm just saying that I'm not saying I disagree with what he said. I'm just saying that it's okay to question this. It's super sus, as the kids say.
And we want justice.
What's also sus is that the people who ran and campaigned on releasing the Epstein information pretended they released it to those handful of conservative influencers, and they didn't.
Yeah, you would have thought the shame would have drove some of them over the edge.
So this is. This said, Brunel's suicided. She's suicided. Epstein's suicided. Come on. And somehow Ghislaine not suicided. And she's supposedly in prison. I would like some. Isn't it weird that she doesn't and she's not doing any interviews from prison? Isn't that also interesting? I mean, Charlie Manson did interviews from prison his whole life.
She did one.
Did she?
I saw one. Oh, yeah.
Oh, she did?
Yeah, people have been and seen her. Now, it's very possible she's living quite well as part of the deal in that prison. People that are in prison like that, notoriously for years, like the mafia hitman used to get furloughs. So there's no telling what kind of sweetheart stuff without even sneaking it, just legally they can do, because they did it for Epstein, if you remember. Epstein could leave his prison the first time he got taken.
The first time. That's right.
So it's not like she's not in prison, but.
Yeah, so Epstein was in the stockade in Florida. He wasn't even in like the prison, the jail general population. He donated over $100,000 to the sheriff, and the sheriff's deputies were bodyguarding him, screening his guests. He was doing long distance phone calls to people like Peter Mandelson, politician here in the UK. Business as usual. Slap on the wrist. Acosta. Who was above Acosta? That's what we want to know.
You think she's getting bad treatment? You think she's not getting something a little extra good? Yeah.
Yeah. So somebody certainly doesn't want this getting out there. And but I'm sure everything is just the way it looks. I'm sure everything is just the way it looks. Now go about your business. Nothing. Show's over, folks. Nothing to see here. So I don't think that. I think that we need a lot more answers. I think we need a lot more investigation. And I think we need people. I think it's okay to be skeptical of the official story. I think it's 100% okay to be, especially this. So,
yeah, it's kind of a look. They're classifying it. This is, again, Dave Smith said this to, I don't know who it was. It was a good, great point he made. Okay, so there's a child trafficking network here.
All right, so they start to get a bit cute now, if you know what I mean, with the pizzas and stuff. They use a lot of that terminology. They've used a lot of the S word. Be interesting to see if YouTube shares this video out. I doubt it. I would love to get on Jimmy Dore's show, and I would love to, thank you for the question, Blanksy. And I would love to go and watch Jimmy Dore on tour here in the UK. He's got dates coming up in May. And I drive around listening to him, and I'm spitting my food out. He's so funny. He just says completely off-the-wall things, delivering serious stories, though. All right, so as I said at the very beginning, the story that's come out today is about the note. So let's get a picture of Virginia up there now. And we will get the note story read. And here's what it says. Title is, read the handwritten notes Virginia left behind after unalivement. As her brother shares her powerful message from beyond the grave, not going away, quote. All right, so what we've got here is, Virginia left behind a handwritten note with a message of support for SA survivors before she was unalived on Friday night. Her family have revealed they found the note among her possessions at the Near Gabby farmhouse, 80 kilometers north of Perth, Western Australia, where her body was discovered. Her brother Sky showed an image of the note, which he believed was intended to be sent to a protest rally outside the White House in Washington today. In it, a section which was partially obscured, she told supporters, "We are not going to go away." She added, "Mothers, fathers, sisters, and brothers need to show the battle lines are drawn and we stand together to fight for the future of victims." Oh, I'm getting goosebumps, folks, because I think we're near the front of her army formation. We're near the front, ready to charge. We are fully armed. The people have been researching this for years. Fully armed with information that the mainstream media doesn't want you to know. So I'll continue the note. Stand together to fight for the future of victims. Is protesting the answer? I don't know. But we've got to start somewhere. So it's believed she wrote the note for organizers of the Washington rally of the SA survivors being held in Lafayette Park opposite the White House ahead of Denim Day on April 30th. And I'm looking at the picture of the note now. Get this on the screen. There is the note, folks. I know some people are going to be freeze framing this and doing handwriting analysis and everything to try and get to grips with the note that it is. So let's have a look what else it says. So it was, all right, so she'd recently split with her husband, Robert, of 22 years, and had admitted her heartbreak at being estranged from her three teen kids. Her brothers, Sky and Danny, had been staying with Virginia at the $1.3 million farmhouse in the wake of the furore over her claims to be on her deathbed. So it was Wednesday. The note was shared on social media. Hello world, we received news today that there is a protest in DC. We found a handwritten note that our sister Virginia wrote. I think it's important that survivors know that she is with you and her voice will not be silenced. I know that it's so important and our wish is that we continue to fight. Her words are. And no other details regarding the note were revealed by the brother in his first ever Instagram post. But he underlined its importance by reposting it to his stories. On the second post, it says, that first post feeling. He also added the hashtags, hashtag victims refuse silence, hashtag Virginia Roberts, hashtag solidarity, hashtag survivor, hashtag strength through stride, hashtag S-O-A-R. Put one in the chat if you want us to reach out to Virginia's brothers and see if we can get them on the channel. Because that would be a good way to continue what Virginia is urging people to do in her note. S-O-A-R, speak out, act and reclaim, was Virginia's foundation, which she set up to provide a safe place for survivors of the transportation. She added the butterfly emoji, the brother added the butterfly emoji, which Virginia often used to depict freedom. Hours after the post appeared, just two comments had been made by his followers. I miss her, posted one, and Roberts replied, we'll take time to mourn, but we'll turn this pain into strength. Another added, her legacy will be carried on, and Roberts agreed, absolutely. So the rally in Washington will see SA Survivors March on the Lincoln Memorial, led by Summer Willis, who was R-worded as a 19-year-old college student. She didn't initially report the attack to the cops, but in the 11 years since, she's fought for greater support for victims and new laws to define consent. This march comes on the eve of Denim Day, named after a case in Italy where a judge dismissed a teen girl's R-word allegations because she was wearing tight jeans and must therefore have consented and cooperated. Oh, I hope that judge got the sack. That's disgusting. Wow. All right, and then this article gives Virginia's backstory. It says, newly released court documents seen by Daily Mail Australia reveal Virginia was living a life of misery, in constant pain and needing a full-time carer in recent years. Her husband said to the court that prior to their marriage breakdown, he was looking after her around the clock after she broke her neck a few years ago. But no further details were given about the injury, the neck being broke, or how it happened. What? He lost his driver's license after he was caught speeding home at 147 kilometers an hour in a 100 kilometers zone, but told the court he was rushing to be by his wife's side. What? He hired a home help for his wife in the wake of his court appearance, and a most recent caregiver was behind the wheel when she was involved in the minor collision with a school bus near her farmhouse that sparked the fears for her life. On Monday, her grieving carer, Cheryl Myers, 71, told the Mail she was devastated by Virginia's death and added, Virginia was like a daughter to me. Virginia was facing charges over breaching a family violence prevention order at the time of her enlivenment. It's believed it related to her trying to text her kids. That is terrible. She can't even text her kids. Her husband and kids have remained unseen behind the gates of their Perth mansion in the wake of the tragedy. And the family said in a statement, at the weekend, Virginia lost her life to enlivenment after being a lifelong victim of SA and S transportation. Fierce warrior. It is understood Virginia's US-based family have now flown back to America with funeral details still shrouded in secrecy. Her barrister, Carrie Loudon, told the Mail in Australia she had been in contact with Virginia days before death and was due to meet her on Monday. Said it was a complete shock. If any of us had thought she was going to do this, of course we would have taken more steps, put her in a clinic or got her some more help. When I got the phone call, I was like, are you joking? Because there were no signs that this was something she was considering. And yeah, we've already gone over that news as well. So the police were very, very vague, the lawyer said. I'm not sure we'll ever know. I mean, sometimes the coroner might say it was one thing, but misadventure, inconclusive, who knows? Anyway, Kirby Summers gave a lot more details in contrast to what this article is saying. So we did 2 hours with Kirby yesterday. She answered all of your questions very thoroughly. So I would urge people to check out that stream. Yeah, that's madness, isn't it? What we just heard, the neck broken thing. That's new for me. And looks like it's new for some of you as well. Put a one in the chat if you knew about the broken neck story. Put a two in the chat if you did not know about the broken neck story. All right, we've got a huge lineup tonight. We've got Virginia foul play or OD with Elliot Orr and Patrick, young researchers who I've stayed in touch with Virginia, coming at 5 o'clock. We have got Lionel on Virginia at 8. And then Ron's also got some other shows he's scheduling. Looks like it's all twos about the broken neck thing. Yeah, unbelievable the things that come out. All right, folks, I am going to go and get some food, get some stretching in before Lionel on tonight. Take advantage. Baby Ziggy is with his mind, child minder. Will they do an autopsy and tell us anything? I hope so, Jamie. I hope so. I literally got diagnosed with borderline kidney disease and stress is huge. So meds, no, it's deadly fast if you're going to fail it. Obviously, so easy way to push someone to enlivenment. Yeah, definitely, Jamie. Simple way to make it look like she's done it herself. What if she had an opiate addiction, mixed sleeping pills, or anything else that can be? Yep, true, Michelle. Even if so, to me, that just shows how much she had to live for because she had kids. I didn't see her just giving up now. She had many around that didn't want her around when she was alone. True. I think it was an accidental OD of medication. She definitely wasn't keeping well. That's from Michelle. Yep. Well, there could her husband be involved as in it was, he was seeing someone he knew that if he made her disappear, it could be. Well, he was definitely one of the stressors. If you listen to what Kirby said, he was definitely one of the stressors. So you've got the medication side of it, and you've got the stress side of it coming together to incentivize her to take more and more medication until she's unalive. That's my theory. And I'll leave all y'all with that. Thanks for tuning in. We will see you this evening with Lionel.
Legends, the greatest social casino experience has arrived at Legends.com. With thousands of the best free-to-play casino-style games, chances to earn millions of bonus coins and win real money. Legends is revolutionizing the Vegas experience wherever you are. If you love winning, then you'll love playing at Legends.com. Legends is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Play responsibly. Visit Legends.com for more information. Legends with a Z.com is legendary fun.
Dakota has turned up the frequency. Buses are running more often across Central Ohio. Starting this September, you'll see expanded weekend service on the east and north sides, including Easton and Polaris corridors. Plus, there are added weekday trips downtown from New Albany, Canal Winchester, and Tuttle. It's more service, more connections, and more ways to move across the city. Discover the enhanced schedule at coda.com/service changes. That's coda.com/service changes.
Hi, I'm Alistair Campbell from The Rest Is Politics.
Nish Kumar here from Pod Save the UK.
And Christiana Figueres from Outrage and Optimism.
Rising inequality, conflict, climate disaster, it's very hard to find reasons to be hopeful about the future.
That's why we're teaming up this September during the 80th General Assembly of the United Nations.
Along with Political Currency, Pod Save the World, The Week Junior, and more.
We'll discuss the stories that give us hope and answer the question, how does hope turn into action?
Look out for the Be Hope Takeover this September.